We're back here on Giants.com. Today's training camp report is brought to you by New Era, and joining me is Michael Eisen, beat reporter from Giants.com. Michael, welcome.
Thanks, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, and good. The Giants were back on the practice field today, their final practice before their third preseason game against the Chicago Bears on Friday night. Mike, they call this the dress rehearsal. The starters are going to see a lot of playing time.
They'll see more than they will in any other preseason game. Coach Coughlin usually has them play the entire first half and then go into the locker room, come out and start the second half, just as they obviously would during the regular season. So I would expect them to play at least 2.5 quarters.
All right, but one guy that won't be playing, and that's Jason Pierre-Paul. He missed practice on Wednesday because of back spasms. He is not expected to play on Friday night. Mike, should Giant fans be nervous?
Well, Coach sounded like it wasn't serious, but I think you always have to wonder a little bit about backs. Spasms does not sound like something you really got to be that worried about, but you never know how it's going to linger. They want to keep him off his feet, certainly on game night also. But so I'm going to say no, we shouldn't be that concerned that he'll be fine 2 weeks from tonight for the opener.
Obviously, defensive tackle, still a bit of a shallow position. A lot of opportunities for some of these younger guys to show the coaches what they can do and make plays. And one of them is sixth-round pick Marcus Kuhn.
I mean, I just have to keep improving on, like, being perfect on my assignments. And then, yeah, make plays. That's pretty much just make plays and then improve my pass rush game.
Mike, Kuhn's a raw player, but the coaches like his energy, they like his effort, they like his attention to detail. How much of a chance does he have to stick around?
I think he's got a good one. Frankly, I didn't think so at the start of camp when it looked like we had a lot of defensive tackles, but now Marvin Austin is his status is uncertain. Chris Canty's still not back. Sean Rogers is still not on the field, even though there is a ray of hope that he's going to be. So I think his chances are much better, especially in light of the fact that Coach Coughlin has really gone out of his way a couple times to praise Marcus Kuhn, so he's obviously doing something right. Not Coach Coughlin. So I think he's got a pretty good chance. He's got to keep it going. I mean, as you say, dress rehearsal. It's also a dress rehearsal for the reserves. They've got to show what they can do also.
All right, finally, Mike, the third cornerback position. Heck, really the second one, I guess, to a certain extent. After Corey Webster, who knows at this point with the Giant cornerbacks? With Terrell Thomas on the shelf right now, no one's really experienced as a starter with a lot of playing time in the NFL. How do you see this whole thing shaking out?
Well, I think Prince, barring some catastrophic event, which we are not foreseeing, will be the right cornerback. I actually asked him on Wednesday if he felt secure in that position, and he said not really yet because so many other cornerbacks are making good plays. But one of them he mentioned was Jerron Holsley, who's obviously sidelined right now with a foot/toe injury. So I think Prince will be the right cornerback. He's a second quarterback. Who's going to play the third quarterback? If Hosley's not ready, my guess is the nickel will be manned by Antrell Roll. I would think the Giants will use him, even though he may prefer to remain at safety. Mike, but that's just my guess.
Mike, appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, John.
And we'll be back on Friday with a little game preview right here on Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned as the Giants approach their third preseason game on Friday against the Bears.